Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Minow, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Minow and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Minow and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back to Minow and the Mayor on a beautiful Wednesday morning here on 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. Great guest today, man. Kim and Gil Noor, along with Chad Button from the Brown County Home Builders Association, talking about that fantastic thing that's going to happen now. Cottage Court Village for veterans. They got the okay from the city council last night, or city board, or whatever it would be.
Council.
Mm-hmm. Council. And
8 to 4.
They got the green light, and that's fantastic. Andy Bastin coming on, sitting in for Ben and Deanna Melcourt. And so interesting, Bastin Home Inspections, about the things going on in that crazy world of real estate right now.
Yeah, he's the best, though, right?
He's the best, man. I mean, he's outstanding.
What's those Melcourt?
And this segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Ordering windows in an older home can be a real challenge. The way they did things back in 1915 when Jim bought his first home. A lot
didn't buy my house in 1915.
Just saying, no, but I mean, it's built. It's why people with historic homes reach out to Pella. Their team of experts can customize windows and doors that match architecture from absolutely any era. And that is so important today to keep the quality, the luster of that house the way it's always been.
And there's even, where I live, it's historic, it's designated. So I got these inspectors, not really inspectors, it's a team of people, the Historic Preservation Commission.
Yeah. They're pretty tough.
Some people refer to them as the Hysteric Preservation because they just, but anything that's not looking like it was, you know, 100 years ago, or I guess 105 years ago, they do.
Yeah.
So anyway, so, Pella, but they did our windows and it was like, boom, right through the community.
And not only that, but if you order today from Pella, zero interest up to 48 months. Certain restrictions apply. It ends on the 30th. Visit PellaWI.com today and they will come in for a free inspection and consultation. Well, we've got a very, very special guest right now, a great friend of mine with an amazing story. Patrick Sullivan is his name, U.S. Army veteran in the Vietnam era. His brother went to Vietnam because he wanted to become a member of the United States Marine Corps pretty much all his life, and unfortunately did not make it home. And it was almost on this day when he did, his body came home from Vietnam. Patrick Sullivan, welcome. Great to have you here, my friend.
Thanks, John and Jim. Appreciate the invitation. And it brings tears to my eyes every time I have to remember the moments about my brother. I was just got transferred to Germany and they were having a promotion for a guy who was getting promoted to be a one-star general. And they broke up the ceremony to let me know that my brother got killed. And those were different times. Now, every time something happens with a casualty in the war, they have a big ceremony, big broadcast. In those days, not much. And it was sad. You know, when I came home, I didn't tell people I was in the Army.
This was 1968, right?
This was 1968.
How old was your brother?
My brother was, 19 when he got killed.
From De Pere High School.
He was from West De Pere High School.
I'm sorry. Whoa. Be
careful.
I'm backing off.
Careful.
West De Pere High School.
It could take you in a minute, so yeah.
He graduated in class in 1967 from West De Pere High School.
And 1 year later.
Wow.
1 year later, he was a casualty of Vietnam.
But I was telling Jim about this, where as horrific as it is, you guys, your family, especially you, you've pretty much had the feeling of, you know what? His entire life, he wanted to be a U.S. Marine and all the things that can come along with it. And he fulfilled his dream. As tragic as it is, he still fulfilled his dream, didn't he, Patrick? Can you talk about that?
He's still, yeah, that was the biggest thing. You know, like when he was about 12 years old, he started getting a leather neck magazine for the Marines. And in his senior year, towards the end of senior year, him and his friend Dave Patterson skipped school, went to the Army recruiter. They got all excited, went to the Navy recruiter, all excited, Air Force recruiter, got to the Marines, that's where they went. Wow. And they went to training together. My brother got killed in Vietnam. Dave Patterson took his place in Vietnam. And they fulfilled their dreams.
And I think as difficult as it is, like Johnny said, you got to take some comfort in that. I mean, there's some people that never get to fulfill their dreams, you know, and your brother got to do that. I'll give him a lot of credit for shopping, you know, to going to the Army, Navy, Air Force, and then ended up at the Marines saying, you know what, I'm called to this.
Well, every recruiter they went and visited, they got excited. Hey, we got two guys.
Well, those are good salesmen. Those are great salesmen.
But
great
they were the never word. They were never going to go in the Army, Navy, or Air Force. They were going to the Marines.
Wow. Tell a little bit about him himself. I know he's a really good running back at Westy Pier, and the coaches loved him. Tell a little bit about the kind of guy he was.
Everybody liked my brother. We had...
Michael was his name.
My brother's name is Michael. And Michael, our whole family went through Westy Pier. We had five brothers and three sisters. And it was everybody couldn't wait to get the next Sullivan. And my brother played halfback for Westy Pier High School in the 1966 yearbook. There's a picture of my brother scoring a touchdown. When my brother's funeral, teachers, his coaches, were three of the pallbearers, which was just unbelievable to think that your high school coaches would come and be three of the pallbearers and that three of his friends were pallbearers.
Didn't he work at like Austin's or one of the stores in De Pere, Alloway? Didn't he work for someplace?
He worked at, there was a pizza restaurant.
Okay, yeah, that's what it was. But anyway, here's the reason I say that is because at LC Lambeau, when they had the display of all the obituaries from the Press Gazette and everything, and I still remember his, I didn't even know, well, I knew you from our radio show. You were a regular of a radio show, but I didn't like put two and two together. And I remember his picture, just this good looking young kid. And it talked about he was a football star and worked at a local, and it's like 1 year ago, he was making pizzas and scoring touchdowns, and 1 year later, he's in the hardest part of Vietnam as a Marine getting ambushed.
Yep. Yeah. Wherever he went, he was greeted with open arms. Yeah. That's the kind of guy he was. He, everything was just, they loved the guy. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember this picture. We're looking at his high school yearbook. This is a picture of him with his newborn daughter.
Him and that. I came.
18 years older.
Right. I came home on leave for the baptism of his daughter, Christine. And, you know, that's the last time I seen him. Yeah. Until they brought him home, you know.
And wasn't there some issues about getting him home too, Patrick?
Yeah, there was a story that they lost his body. Well, the person that was escorting my brother's body home got intoxicated a couple times.
Oh, my God.
So that's the latest story. But it took a couple weeks for my brother to get home.
Wow. What was that like for you, having to come home from Germany? You're in the Army. You never know if you're going to get sent to Vietnam. I mean, that could have happened, too. Right. But what was that like to leave, come home, experience this, and then have to go back again? Was that tough?
In a way, it was good.
Okay.
Because I had my Army buddies.
Good point.
Yeah. Whereas staying here at that time, military people weren't praised, patted on the back, unless you went to, were in a small town. Like Westy Pier at that time was a small town.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they accepted you. Yeah. But a lot of places, military people were looked down on. You know, you were heartless, all this. I told you a story. When I worked for a company, Green Bay, I worked for Oneida Nation Electronics. And we had Vietnamese people working
That's right. That's right.
Putting the parts together on circuit boards.
Right from Vietnam. They came over from the
right
as refugees. But go ahead. I know this story.
This one girl came up to me one day and she says, "Pat, you no talk to me. You ignore me." And I explained to her, I said, "Well, my brother was killed in Vietnam and I still have hard times getting over it." And she says, "Pat, my family, thank you for coming and helping us." Mm-hmm. Because the village that she lived in, the Viet Cong would come to the villages, rape the women, brutalize the men, hang them from trees, cut their arms and legs off. And her father and her family stole the boat and sat out in the ocean. And she sat for like 10 days waiting for a ship to pick them up. And that's how they ended up in the United States. But she said, "Thank you, thank you." And her name was Mai Nguyen. And it's like, to hear that story, thanking my brother and the military for being there to help them. And you hear a lot of bad stories about what happened in Vietnam. But there are a lot of good stories mm-hmm. of what the United States did to help those people.
And that story's not told nearly enough.
No.
And that's the one thing that I brought back, and Jim knows this and Todd knows that. The one thing I brought back from my trips to the Middle East is how much good our people do, our service people do for citizens, for local civilians and everything. And they put their lives in danger doing those things. And that story does not get reported enough.
We had Jim on here. We've had people on here talk about that even though things – didn't always end well, you know. I don't know what your read is on Vietnam, but you know, lately, are we winning? But we're winning where it really counts, and that's like freeing, you know, this girl that you met, and some of the other people in Afghanistan, and
Patrick, we're not letting you go yet. Okay, gotta do another segment. Patrick is a gold star. I call her a gold star brother because your brother died right around this time in 1968 in Vietnam, the United States Marine, Westy Pier, football player, and just an all-around good guy. And we're going to continue with this story when we come back. Hey, welcome back here to Mino and the Mayor. Very special guest, Patrick Sullivan, Vietnam Gold Star brother. I'm looking at the Phantom Yearbook for 1966. Brother, a picture of your brother scoring a touchdown for Westy Pier.
Exactly.
Well known. See the obituary. I still remember this obituary on that wall at LZ Lambeau. It's like, look at this good-looking kid who was a football star at Westy Pier, and 1 year later, he's serving in Vietnam as a member of the United States Marine Corps. And Patrick, I just want to talk a little bit, and his story is in my book, Through You in 50 Strong. I'm not trying to sell a book here, but I'm just saying, if somebody wants to read more about Patrick's family story and of his brother, my book 50 Strong, we got it right next year at the market and everything like that. But either way, Patrick, it's one of those things where I you seem like the kind of guy that wanted to know exactly what happened, but in some ways, nobody knows exactly what happened, correct? Can you talk about that morning?
Well, fortunately...
And again, it was June 6, 1968, the same day RFK was assassinated.
I just got transferred to Germany. And everything in my life was going good. My brother and I wrote back and forth to each other. And that day, when they called me into... tell me the news. And when they called me in there, I knew what had happened. And where I was stationed and the power those people had, I was on a plane the next day.
Wow.
And they took care of me. But those same people had been to Vietnam, had been to Korea, so they knew what it was like. And but I flew home on a flight with other military people. It was a dependent flight.
Okay.
And I was sitting there by myself thinking about what happened, why, how I'm going to do with it. And there was nobody for me to talk to. And that was, I think, the hardest part was the emotional part of trying to get through that and what was going to happen. And when I got home, it was kind of chaotic because...
Yeah, imagine.
What do we do now? What happens now? And you just kind of sat there and just thought to yourself, how are we going to get through this? And it was just a sad moment. A lot of crying, a lot of tears, a lot of hugging. And, you know, at the time when I got back home, I got little sisters. I got little sisters that are 16, 17 years. Dealing with that, them not knowing what's going on. And then my older brothers, or my brothers that were a little bit younger than me. It was just a lot of sadness. And like I say, my brother was the first one to get killed from West Deer. And thankfully, the community stepped up. My brother's wife at the time, her family, picked up. But it was a lot of disbelief until the body actually got home and you seen him.
Yeah.
It was sad.
Did you want to know, did the family want to know exactly what happened over there? Because they got ambushed and he went to get more ammunition or something, wasn't it, Patrick?
Yeah, he went back to get more ammunition. And 1968 was the worst
year.
Worst year in the Vietnam War. And I actually got a letter written by the person that was putting one of the guys up for Medal of Honor and explaining what happened. And they were ambushed. And but that's all you really knew.
Right. That's what I mean.
And at that time, you didn't have the media.
Right.
You didn't have Facebook. You didn't have all the different media outlets. And it was so different at that time.
Yeah.
And like I say, when you come home, you didn't go brag the fact that you were in the Army or the military. And I spent a lot of time just sitting by myself.
Okay. Wow. So you're a Gold Star family, right?
Right.
You lost someone in the war. I like what Johnny said, your Gold Star brother. And you're living this. I mean, I feel really bad listening to you. I mean, I feel sorry for you. You're living this like it was 1968. Is there still support? Because I think people still need that. I mean, that was just a piece of your life that is gone.
One of the things, first of all, the Vietnam Memorial at the Neville. And with my family. And I'd like to thank my brothers, my sisters, nieces and nephews. For going there every Memorial Day, meeting up there at 8 o'clock in the morning, putting aside their other plans to go and honor my brother. That's a big thing. And I talked to friends there, at the ceremony that were in school with my brother. And one of his,
the bracelet.
That Dave Coverson gave me that this last Memorial Day. He's had it for like 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
KIA bracelet.
But when you talk to other veterans, they're still having hard times. You know, like this guy here. It's just, I got to go on the Honor Glory mm-hmm. Honor flight mm-hmm. in 2022. The coolest event ever. You got together with all these other veterans from all over the United States. And I talked to other veterans, get signed up. I can't do it yet. I'm not ready for it yet. And it's sad because emotionally they still have problems.
But you know what you guys have done better than anything? You guys made sure our country, if nobody else welcomes these troops back from Iraq, Afghanistan, Desert, you guys sure as hell will.
Well, right. Well, my brother Jim, he was in the military for 28 years. And he asked me, he says, hey, big brother, did they have a parade when you came home? Did they have a big celebration, a big party when you went? I said, no. I said, when I came home, when I got off the plane in Green Bay, I was in civilian clothes because we were told don't wear your uniform. People are going to be on you. And, you know, the only one, you know, we had Bob Hope going to Vietnam. We had, when I was stationed down at Fort Benning, Georgia, John Wayne was making the movie The Green Beret in 67.
Got a text, we're running out of time, but I'm in tears. Thank you, Patrick, for sharing this heartfelt story. Thank you and your family for serving our country. Got a text that just said that. Patrick Sullivan, thank you so very much for sharing this. All the glory and honor in the world for your brother, Michael, 19 years old, West of Pier, great kid, serves his country, volunteers, and gets killed trying to save his buddies and help his buddies in an ambush. God bless you.
Hey, thanks, John. Thanks, you, Jim. Appreciate it.
All right, Pat. Quick break, back after this.
Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. Wow. If you sat through that and you didn't get choked up somewhat.
That's great.
Wow. Just Patrick great. Sullivan, Vietnam Gold Star brother, talked about at this time, right about now, in 1968. His brother was killed on the 6th, but it took a while for his body to get home. And Patrick came back. He was in the Army in Germany and just talking about the whole thing of losing a sibling in Vietnam. So thank you very much, Patrick, for sharing that very emotional story. Right now, switching gears, we're going down to Oshkosh, but we're going to talk about Nina. Sarah Hanneman from the Future Nina Corporation. Hello, Sarah. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm doing wonderful.
Okay, right. We had a big argument, Jim and I did, just so you know, when we were in Oshkosh yesterday about Nina.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Okay, so you want me to, should I just...
To Sundial?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so we're walking around Oshkosh, and we had a big argument. That happens three or four times.
Yeah. One of our arguments yesterday.
I just like, oh my gosh, these guys had an argument.
But we're both 100% we're correct.
But yes, I won this one. I said, Johnny, we're walking around, went to the theater, a couple of restaurants. I said, where's the sundial? He goes, no, that's not here. That's in Nina. I'm like, no, it's not. I've been here. It's in Oshkosh. And then we, of course, went around the corner, and I was right because they have that big, you know what I'm talking about, Oshkosh, that sundial?
Yes.
Okay.
In Opera House Square by the Grand.
In Opera House Square by the Grand. All right. John?
Well, I kept saying it's in Nina, but what I was thinking, I thought he was talking about the big clock tower.
Which is Nina.
It's a mode of telling time.
What's that?
It's just a different mode of telling
time.
Yeah.
Right. So basically, I mean, he was.
So he not, even this say, is how he's going to try to argue
he
that he was
even
right.
Saying sundial. He said the big clock tower
I
thing.
I did not. I said sundial.
No, he was saying sundial.
I was okay. Thank you, Todd. And then the clock tower actually is in Rockford. I mean, that's where the real clock tower was, or they tore that down. But anyway, he was all about how I was wrong, which I seldom am. But
you guys got the big clock tower in Nina, right?
You are correct. It used to be City Hall. It was the fire department way back in the day. But yeah, we do have the big clock tower.
Right.
And that's what I was thinking of. Okay. But it is. That's what I was thinking of.
What you said? Because
I've never seen a sundial before. So I thought you meant you being old. It was like, ooh, back
you've
in the
never,
day.
You've never seen a sundial before.
I've never seen a sundial before. Who's ever seen a sundial?
Where'd you go to school?
Negaunee. Okay. Who's ever seen a sundial before? The one I saw yet. First time I've ever seen it. Todd, Sarah? Have you ever seen a sundial before?
Sure. We learned about them in school.
Exactly. But have you ever seen one?
Oh.
But that's not the point. It's like a sundial. Whether you have to see everything to prove it. Must you? Wait, you got to put your hands in his side? No, you don't have to see everything to believe it. Okay. Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Welcome. Yes. We're so glad you're here. Hey, do you have a new mayor down there?
Mayor Jane Ling.
Okay. All right. That was Menasha, maybe. Okay. It was Menasha. But you have a lot going on there. And we talked about yesterday how you can have bricks and mortar and sundials and clock towers, but you need to have the events to get people energized and excited about, you know, spending money and actually recruiting people to come and move and live in your community. And you got a lot going on.
That's true.
I love music. So tell us about what y'all got going on.
So much music. We're putting the fun in Nina. So Future Nina, we're a nonprofit organization. We're basically the quality of life organization for Nina. It's like putting the cherry on top, if you will.
Love it.
Well, you guys have such a phenomenal downtown, though, too.
Oh, they do.
We are very fortunate to have a beautiful historic downtown, and lots of work goes into that, and lots of energetic businesses, lots of community members who care because they have to support those businesses. Right. So important.
And, you know, I did a thing for the run a couple of years ago. We set up music for the organization I was working for and everything. But we were right by that one area where, I don't even know if this would actually be needed, where the bridge is built connecting over the channel or whatever. And it's like you talk about having areas connected, and Doty Island that's was Menasha. Fairly close that's, by. I know it is, but it went right through new. What I'm saying is you talk about trails because I'm a biker. I'm a big cyclist. And
oh, my God. He just bought a bike Wednesday. Okay, go ahead.
Monday.
I'm sorry. Today's Wednesday.
But right. I'm going to go. Okay. Can I continue?
It's almost been 48 hours.
Okay.
He's a big biker. Big biker, Sarah.
But what I'm saying is I appreciate when communities like yours all come together where people can start one place and run or bike that whole entire stretch. And it's beautiful area. So that's a really cool thing where your communities kind of came together for something like that. Wouldn't you agree?
Right. So we're going to take just a U-turn here off of music for just a short period. So we can give John his fill of biking here on the trails. So what we have is the Little Lake Trestle.
We've been full
that's
of biking.
That's what it was, the trestle.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So that goes through Fox Crossing. It goes through Menasha and it goes through Nina. So it connects all three municipalities. And then as Future Nina, we run something called Log Your Loops. So we want to get people out there utilizing the trail. So we encourage people to log 50 loops Memorial Day to Labor Day, and then that earns you a free shirt and bragging rights, which it sounds like John needs.
I could do that. I could come down and do that. But it's just, I love that trestle. I love that trestle.
Yes, that is awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so go ahead. You can talk music now.
The music, the street concert. I love that stuff.
Right. So tonight we are kicking off the music season in Nina with a street concert. So we're bringing a stage. We're putting it on the road in Wisconsin Avenue, right in the main corridor of the central city. And we're inviting the Love Monkeys in. So the Love Monkeys, popular regional band from the Milwaukee area, they're going to be kicking off the Nina music season at 6 o'clock tonight with a street concert. So we're inviting the community down. There is absolutely no charge to attend that event.
Cool.
So just, get the summer rolling.
Yes. Perfect. Food trucks, or are you going to have vendors? How does that work?
Absolutely. Food trucks abundant. So I think that we have a group of food trucks coming in with everything from snacks to full meals, but we also encourage you to patronize the downtown businesses. So, you know, grab your food to go from one of the downtown Nina businesses. Right. That's an option as well. We also have a DORA, designated outdoor refreshment area. So grab a cocktail from one of our local establishments so you can have some sips on the street.
I don't know if people are allowed to go over to the high school when school isn't in session, but you have to walk over and just look at that football field and look around at the weight room and things like that. When Ted and I did our first high school game there last year, and we were just in shock of the magnificence of what you guys built at that high school.
Yeah, Nina's so very fortunate. First year at the new Nina High School. Just a definite a win for the community overall.
Well, and I think that you guys all work together, that community pride. You know, it just people who live in Nina love Nina, and they think everything revolves around Nina. And there's nothing wrong with that. I think that's really good that you guys have that to put that money into the schools, into the downtown.
But here's the thing, though, Jim. Correct me if I'm wrong on this, sir. Wasn't that all, like, privately funded, no taxpayer money?
The high school?
I think the athletic.
There was a referendum.
But the football field, I thought there one part of it was all like private people jumped in.
I'm not entirely certain on the football
field. Maybe I'm wrong. All right, never mind. Sarah, forget I said that.
Okay.
Kimberly.
Oh, Kimberly did that.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, Jim. Wow. But, way to correct me in front of everybody.
I did a job.
My God.
I whispered it to him.
I apologize.
I whispered it to him. I'm like, hey, I think that was.
Nice job anyway, of embarrassing me, Jim.
Oh, you want to give a shout out to one of your main sponsors for this evening?
Absolutely. So we have some main sponsors tonight, Community First Credit Union and Bergstrom. Obviously, thank you for allowing me the opportunity to give them the shout out, because without sponsorship like that, things like this don't happen, especially for free to the community.
Yeah.
So tell me again what you got going on for the summer, Sarah. Just a few things that you got. I know you got the concerts and the farmers markets and everything, but, you know, let's make this a destination, Neenah.
Absolutely. So there is never a reason to be bored in Neenah in the summer. So we've got things going on all the time. So kicking it off tonight with the street concert, but every single Wednesday night in Shattuck Park, which is on Wisconsin Avenue in downtown Neenah, we've got live music. We do lunch concert music Thursdays from 11:30 to 1. And then we also have a Saturday farmers market also in Shattuck Park, approximately 50 vendors, quaint market center right on the water next to the library. So gorgeous. It's a community gathering place. So you're getting your homegrown, your handcrafted, you're talking with your neighbors, you're having your Saturday morning breakfast and your coffee, just a great destination. Wow. I mentioned earlier, the Logger Loops. So get out and get that exercise. And then we're trying something new this year with a beach crawl event. That's going to be Saturday, July 20th. So think Easter in July, if you will. So instead of a Easter basket, we're giving you a sand pail and we're sending you around to visit businesses, collect shell and shark eggs, and they'll be filled with candy and market tokens and gift certificates, and just an opportunity to explore the district and find out what we really do have. And maybe there's a place that, hey, you have that realization moment. I didn't know this was in Neenah. I need to shop here or tell my friends I hear about it or dine here. Just, you know, those connections, A to B, and to get people out and strolling the district.
That's very creative. Okay. You know, your job, or you people who run the downtowns, always coming up with new things, you know, and I think that's awesome. That's going to be a fun thing, that beach crawl. And you're right. Some people, it's like, I've driven by there for years. I've never been in there. So that gets them in the store and meet the owners or meet the people working there.
And as you mentioned, like a Saturday morning type thing, downtown Neenah with all the different cafes and the little coffee shops and stuff. It's really, truly cool.
And we are so fortunate right now. So the plaza, which is the ice skating rink.
Yeah.
And the Globe, which is on site with the new coffee shop, they have like latte and coffee flights and non-coffee flights. They roller skate in the summer. So it's an all seasons type of venue. We've got a brand new grocery store / cafe called Urban Market. They were putting up string lights on Monday and putting cafe tables out front. So it's all about creating that atmosphere.
Wow. And you forgot, I didn't even mention the skating room. What a beautiful addition that is.
Yeah, so blessed. And they've got the fire tables. You can roast marshmallows, make s'mores. If you want to get your latte inside and come out to the patio tables and enjoy, you know, what summer we do have here in Wisconsin, it's so important to take advantage of every minute of that.
Good for you.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
you
that's absolutely awesome.
Love it.
You guys keep it rocking down there, Sarah. And anytime we can promote things for you, you got a open house, okay?
Absolutely. Thanks so much for the airtime.
One last quick thing. Tell us again about tonight.
Tonight, it is 6 to 8 p.m. on Wisconsin Avenue in downtown Neenah. It's a street concert with the Love Monkees. Come on down. No charge. We'd love to see you.
What about a website, Sarah? Is there a place people can go to stay in touch with all the stuff going on?
Absolutely. Come on and visit our website. It's neenah.org, neenah.org.
Nice. Sarah Hanneman, thank you very much. Great job, future Neenah. We'll stay in touch all summer long.
Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks, gentlemen. Have a great day.
Awesome. Thank you. You too. Take care. Very cool. Neat city, Neenah. But you know, I love that trestle thing. I mean, I'm not kidding. That's where we were, and I was like walking back and forth. That would be a great place to bike. You know what I need, though? I need a bike rack.
Hey,
do you have one?
And a bike seat. Got to get you a bike seat.
Well, we got that gel bike.
Well, and your shorts.
Well, I'm wearing biker shorts right now.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am.
Please don't, John.
You're not,
no.
Are you?
I truly am.
No, I don't care. Let's move on.
Why do they have a little pouch in front of them, though? Have you ever noticed that?
Why it's so little?
Do you guys wear... No, I'm just, why do they have a built-in pouch in biker shorts? Is that for your phone? I mean, I'm serious. I could show it to you.
Yeah, probably a phone if you're not.
I think some of us fill it up, but I don't, will you
have phone? No, it's an actual different kind of a pouch.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm just picturing the mayor in his lederhosen.
Yeah, I know, right? With his little pouch. But why would you have that in biker shorts?
Well, you're going to take your phone.
But you, okay, yeah, I guess.
I would put it on your leg, though, on the side.
I don't know. I want to get used to them now. Because I get one of two things. Either I buy that old VHS, Buns of Steel, or I buy a much softer Or I was actually thinking, I do have some styrofoam from a thing that I got. I could duct tape that around it for a few days around the seat. That would soften it up.
But people would be looking at you.
Oh, they wouldn't see it.
I see what you're saying.
That thing would be covered. Wouldn't be any of that peeking out. Trust me on that one. Yeah.
Okay.
Just saying. Yeah.
Why don't you go listen to music like everybody else?
What is that supposed to mean?
It's just this biking thing.
Oh, my God. I'm dead serious about this.
Yeah.
I'm going out today. So. I'll do 10 miles today.
That's not that much.
Oh, yeah, it is.
I don't know. If you've really not biked, 10 miles is a lot.
Yeah, it sure is. You haven't biked in 20 years? Trust me.
Yeah maybe that is. You know, yeah, now I is. Think about it, that is. So you can just take the trail and go to Depew and come back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that will my pedometer work for that? Will that tell me how far I've gone? Can you? No. Will a pedometer work on a bike?
No.
Why?
Because it's done on steps. It's done
but
on
But you're that. Still you're still moving your feet.
No, I don't.
Really? What if I attach it to, like, my shoelace?
I would bring a dog and attach it to the dog.
Oh, yeah, I'm going
to
bring a dog.
Do you
okay.
have Google Maps on your phone? Like where you get directions and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
That will keep track of your...
Will it? Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Well,
or just look at the sign that says Depew 5 miles and go down there and it says Depew and turn around and come back.
I don't think there is a sign that says that.
There is. And there's
I don't
also,
think there is.
There's also mile markers that start right on Pullier Street, and every half mile there's a marker telling you how far you're going.
And then how far do they have the markers?
I don't know, but I'm just saying they're all marked. Trail
where
is
does
marked.
It start?
On Pullier.
I don't know where Pullier is. By the way, I got a text here. If you guys aren't busy tonight, come to Ledgecrest for Platters on the Patio. Live music and drinks 5 till 9. That's at Ledgecrest, which is a fantastic place. And also the Glam Band downtown tonight next to the Sardine Can. Farmer's Market downtown tonight. I'm visiting Cheese Curd Nick tonight, who will be in our studio tomorrow morning.
All right. We're going to be back.
All right.
Back Brewers this afternoon.
Yes. Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here, and a just gorgeous-looking Wednesday. 59 in Oshkosh, 57 in Appleton, 54 in Green Bay.
Let me give you some updates on that.
Okay.
65 Green Bay, 66 Appleton, and 70 in Oshkosh. Nina sitting at 66.
How warm will it get today?
Somebody said, like, near. It's supposed to be around 86.
Wow.
85.
Okay. Would it be improper for me to be at the farmer's market in my biker shorts tonight?
Depends.
Because people can wear biker shorts in
sure,
public.
Sure.
Okay.
Of course you can.
So,
are you comfortable with that? Because that's not something I would do.
I am.
Really?
Yeah, I got those good thighs. Sometimes they need
you
to be released.
You don't worry about, you know.
Unleash the thighs. I've had people tell me that. Can we do a quick poll on that? Should I wear biker shorts to the Glam Band concert tonight? And to the farmer's market, yes or no? Because what I can do is bike, do my big 10-mile trek, and then just come right back here and walk over to the market, which is a block away.
Right.
Yes or no? Because I think it's time to, like I said, unleash the thighs.
You don't worry about...
This is the summer of unleashing the thighs, Jim.
You don't worry about showing off too much?
Unleash the thighs.
I don't consider that showing off. I just think it's presenting a gift to the community.
Oh, my God.
What? What?
8:52. Eight all minutes.
Right. I'm just
folks, please hang in there with us.
All right. I'm just saying.
But I do think that 10 miles, the more I thought about that, I think that's a good goal for today.
That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
That's going to be 86. So that's going to be fantastic. Get a good sweat. Get a good glean. I'll glisten.
Yeah. That's going to be 82.
Yeah.
But
86, yeah, Todd just said.
Well,
oh, really? Some
lower 80s to around 85.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yes. So.
So, yes, I...
First,
so
real
obviously
hot day.
They'll open the roof, right?
Oh, for the Brewers?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be fun. Good for you. That's going to be a fun day for
and
you.
We got, yeah, we're like three rows behind
home plate?
Yeah.
Well, you didn't tell
wow.
me that.
I know. Yeah, that's because
he was
got this
that
text, John. There's nothing wrong with wearing gym shorts over your biking shorts.
There you go.
Yeah, well, that's
maybe what cover it up. Cover it up.
Yep.
I like that.
I mean, the thighs will still be, as long as the shorts
like
are
that.
Short enough, the thighs will still be showing.
Okay,
so
that's good. That was a good text.
I mean, you got one, you know, when a person has one thing, you know, somebody might have, you know, awesome, whatever, whatever, whatever. I got awesome thighs.
John, you're the only one who says that. Has anyone ever said that?
Yeah. I've had so many people say that you can't believe it. And I mean, when I flex them, it's unbelievable. So I need for people to experience this.
All right. Okay. We're
That's
in.
All I'm That's saying.
It. All right. All right.
Rest in peace, Jerry West.
Just got a text from Terry on that.
And oh, my God.
Went online. I don't see anything quite yet.
That was my hero. Him and Pete Maravich were my basketball heroes growing up. Loved Jerry West. Loved. Yes. Wow. One of the all-time great players. And I feel bad for him. They had that thing on Showtime. Or no, the name of it was Showtime. Or Winning Time on like Netflix. And it was based off the book on the LA Lakers back when Magic Johnson first started and everything. And a guy played Jerry West and played him in a real bad way. Like made him look like a total yada yada. Okay. And Jerry West tried suing them. It's like, that's not me. I didn't use language like that. I didn't act like that.
Okay. So it never happened.
No, he's saying they took his name and everything.
And made a character that he wasn't.
Yes.
Did he win?
Well, he just died, so...
No, you know what I'm saying? People have sued people for...
I know, but I mean, it was, like, still in the process.
That's and AI here's
from Twitter,
totally
legendary Hall of Famer Jerry West passed away peacefully this morning at the age of 86. Huh? His wife, Karen, was by his side. Wow, Zeke from Cabin Creek was his nickname when he started. And he was actually the NBA logo for a lot of years. When you see the NBA logo, that was taking off a picture of him. Yeah,
that's right.
He was the face of the NBA.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, I loved Jerry West. Yeah.
And so what did he do... for his career.
Then he became a coach, general manager, vice president of the Lakers, all those kinds of things. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, man. Wow. Yeah. But yeah, but they made him look really bad. Did anybody out there see that show? Made him look like the villain of the entire thing.
Well, maybe they got a cease and desist on it. Maybe that's
what it's got to be tough sitting there and seeing somebody portray you
as
completely the opposite of who you are. That'd be like somebody portraying you as like this really nice guy and got it all together and...
Thank you, John.
Tall and handsome?
Yeah. Well, tall, like, that would be. Okay.
That's not me. That's not me. All those things.
All right.
But yeah, tonight, Glam Band, downtown Green Bay, right next to the Sardine Can in that one area, and the farmer's market going on. I mean, great night to be in downtown Green Bay on a hot night.
Yeah, and they're going to get thousands of people down there.
Oh, it'll be crazy.
10, 12,
it'll be crazy.
It's going to be great. And that farmer's market, like I mentioned to you before, that's more than a farmer's market. You can still buy your veggies and flowers, but, you know, there's food trucks and there's music and wine and beer.
You know what?
Is a event market.
We were at a fantastic coffee shop yesterday in Oshkosh.
Oh, we were.
Todd, do you know the name of it, coffee shop we're at?
Yeah, let me think about that.
Phenomenal. And it's an old store that they didn't really restore. They just, you know... whatever you want to call it. So it still has that feeling of walking into an old J.C. Penney's
department store,
Ishpeming
right?
Back
high
in the day.
Ceilings.
Elsewhere Market and Coffee House.
It is so cool, folks. It is so
cool.
It's
big. It's huge. I couldn't believe that.
But did you notice some of the tables that are made out of old wood?
Yes.
Okay.
I did.
I used to make those kind of tables exactly like that. What I would do is take my old barnwood and I'd make the table. And then I would take frames from bed. I'd take bed frames. Okay.
And metal
bed frames. Mm-hmm. I'd get them from out at Verlo. He'd hit a big bin of them. Okay. Right. And what I would do is I would put them on my chop saw with a steel cutting blade, and I'd make the corners, 45 degree corners, and then I'd weld them together as the frame. So I'd build the base out of old barnwood and the frame around it out of old bed frames that I'd weld together. So I'm throwing that out there. If anybody wants to make them one, let me know. And that's exactly what they had at that cafe yesterday.
Actually, that sounds like a good idea. How come you didn't make any money doing that?
I mean, I didn't make any money doing that?
Hey, you, because you said if anybody wants one, it sounds like you haven't really made a lot.
I sold a few. I mean, they're a lot of labor intensive. Plus, I told you I burnt areas.
Oh, that's right. The welding.
Yeah. This after birdhouses? I'm still waiting for mine.
Yes. I know. Do you...
But this is my summer. This is the summer.
I'm ADD.
Listen to me. This is summer of Mino. I'm doing all these things.
I'm losing
30 pounds. Okay. I'm biking a bunch. I'm working all my other stuff. And I'm going to start building barnwood stuff again. Wait till you see. Naomi's helping me. I got this really cool old piece of barnwood. Okay. With the big where it's been rotted out, the middle parts.
Yeah.
So I'm cleaning those out and I'm putting a beautiful epoxy, like midnight blue epoxy in the cracks of the wood.
Okay, John, you need to do one thing and just do it well, because you're
I mean, look who's talking.
Yeah.
I love you, Jim.
Thank you. Thank you, Tom.
I love you like a brother.
I just think you're that back to that turtle that you never heard about. That guy, Mr. Wizard. Somebody's got to find that cartoon and email it to you. That is you.
You know what? You won't be saying that on Labor Day, Jim.
Okay.
Still
waiting.
This summer was amazing. What you accomplished in one summer, Mino, is unprecedented.
The summer of Mino.
Summer of Mino. Stay tuned.
I'm all in.
All right. Hope to see you at the Glam Band or the Farmer's Market tonight or at the Brewers game with Jim. Thanks, everybody. See ya.